Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
City, the Yankees are off. It's a 5 hour KM to AM.
888-808-1019. Hit my line one time. Is Mets Mania over? Is Amazing Fest done? Felt like today was like, welcome to Mets land. We had Ron Darling, Howie came through, the polar bear, Juan Soto. Juan Soto is what we thought. He is what we thought he was. Starting to get a return on investment as the Mets are on my screen in here. Grant Holmes warming up. The Mets need to win this game tonight. You would think they already won this series. You would think that all the struggles went away the way we're talking about the Mets right now. But no, if they win the game tonight, they can get back in first place and not lose the second series of the season to the Braves, and you feel better about things. You feel better about things. And today is a mental health day for Yankee fans to feel better about things. You know, I had a couple takes that caught fire last night late. Maybe you were sleeping, and I suggest you go to sleep. I suggest that you get your rest. That's part of, you know, mental health as well. But this whole week with the Yankees and, you know, the week before, I found myself watching these games. I found myself at home getting like super frustrated, like more than usual. I found myself questioning, why am I doing this? I don't want to feel like this. I found myself alone in my living room watching the Yankees blow leads, make pitching changes, leave runners on base, get ejected, and lose to the Cincinnati Reds or the Anaheim Angels or the Boston Red Sox or even that one game they lost to the Orioles that I went to last Friday, where I'm like, man, what is up with these guys? What's up with this team? And I know, 888-808-1019, somebody's going to call and they're going to say, it's just baseball, man. It's just June. It's a little bit of a June swoon. All teams go through it. Look at the Phillies. The Phillies just had a scoreless streak. They just got swept by the Astros. You know, I know that the Yankees are going to go through that because they go through it every year. But like, this year is supposed to be a year where they get back to the World Series. This year, I feel like they have the talent to do so. This year, I feel like they have the pieces to do so. This year, I feel like it's all literally right in front of them. But what's going to stop them is themselves. So the take that I had that, you know, had people calling in last night, and even some chatter online, and I just said online on Twitter and on my Instagram, listen to the show tonight and listen to fans call and listen to me. Not quote cards, not clickbait, not 1 minute videos, you know, and shout out to our social team. They do a great job of finding the little snackable moments that they throw out there in hook, line, and sinker. People are like, WFAN sucks. This is all hot takes. These guys don't know anything. And it's like, well, you didn't listen to the whole show. You didn't see where that came from. You have no idea what led to those couple sentences. But back in this Red Series, right, Allen Wynand's on the mound, and you know, you lose that first game, and you think that you're out of the woods a bit as far as the scoreless innings. You know, Judge homers, and it's like, yeah, there's Judge. You know, Judge hasn't been right since. Scheduled rest. That's part of these modern-day Yankees. Scheduled rest when, you know, I remember in 2023, the Rangers won the World Series, and there was a conversation about how those guys played every single day. Same guys played every single day, unless somebody was hurt. But I understand scheduled rest, too. I just have Clint Frazier's voice in my head. That's another thing that played into this week. Clint Frazier goes on to foul territory, and he says, the Yankees don't believe in hot. They believe you're a number, you are what you are. And I'm like, Clint Frazier, you're just salty. It didn't pan out. But then everything that Clint Frazier said started to ring true, right? Volpe breaks out of it. They rest Volpe. Then Volpe goes back into it. If you go back, Belly had a three-hit game. They rest him. Then he cools off. Jazz has been great, but they rested him coming right out of the IL, coming right out of a month off. And then he cooled off. And it's like scheduled rest is scheduled rest. When it gets scheduled, they don't take it off the schedule. This is part of the modern-day Yankees. You got to live with it. Different lineups. The lineup is going to change every single day depending on the matchup, the analytics, depending if there's a lefty or righty on the mound, depending on who needs to get in there and play. And now, right, this week we get Stanton back. And so you think getting Giancarlo Stanton back is going to be a huge plus. Has it been? Has it been? I mean, Stanton hasn't homered yet. He's got a bunch of strikeouts. He started off hot. But like now that Stanton comes back as a DH only and you have to play him, that takes away reps at DH from Ben Rice. That takes away the DH from Jason Dominguez. That also takes away that little half day they like to do with Judgy at DH. So the things are piling up for the manager to have to manage. And through this stretch this whole week, there was a lot of people calling out the manager, calling out Aaron Boone. And I don't like to do that because I feel like Aaron Boone is a part of the entire organization, and it's not just him, but he is obviously the man that represents the team, that speaks for the team post-game, and that's another thing. He's always going to take up for the players. Like, I don't know why we still get frustrated about it. It happened to me this week, you know. He's going to take up for the players. They're going to change the lineup. They're going to have lanes and a bullpen budget. They're going to have scripts and plans of how they want to go about getting the starter to where they get the starter and then where they pitch guys out of the bullpen, depending on when the last time they got work was and who they're facing. And sometimes I need the actual rhyme or reason. Sometimes I need someone to explain it to me like I'm five, why certain things happen. And it's frustrating because when decisions are made that result in losses, it has everybody fighting each other. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Yankee fans have fought each other all week through this stretch about who should be pitching, who shouldn't be pitching. If you go back to Saturday, right? And now, Saturday, Clark Schmidt goes 103 pitches, his career high. And he goes seven innings, and that's, you know, he never used to go seven innings. And this is a guy that has an injury history who's never been healthy. And fans are saying, oh, they robbed us of a no-hitter. Clark was not going to throw a no-hitter. Ultimately, though, in that stretch of losing, you know, being swept by the Red Sox and then losing the first three to the Angels, and then you get a win on the day game Thursday, and then you lose Friday night, and then Saturday you win 9-0. Ultimately, the decision to take Clark Schmidt out was the right one. They won the game. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Did they win or did they lose? And then you fast forward, like now Clark needs a whole week. If you look at, you know, the matchups coming up, Clark is pitching Saturday. He's swapping with Will Warren, I guess because he was taxed. Again, that goes back to he was not going to be able to pitch 135, 140 pitches, no hitter, whatever. I'm fine with that. But, I mean, apply that same logic to Carlos Rodon this week. And this is where a lot of people got upset with me, and I don't care. I'm speaking on it. It's my job to speak on it. It's my job to give my opinion, and if you disagree with my opinion, dial 888-808-1019. When you lose that first game with Allen Wynans on the mound, and then the Reds have their young phenom, Chase Burns, come in, throwing 100, striking everybody out, but you're able to get to him, and you have a 3-0 lead, and you have Carlos Rodon looking to be the first pitcher to win 10 games, who's had a bounce back year with the beard. He's been great. And the fact that he has been great, the fact that he has pitched into the seventh inning, I understand it's hot. I understand the heat index is wherever it is. But for me, in the moment, 88 pitches bothered me. It took me back to other times. The two times that stood out, Gerrit Cole in the World Series. Push him a little bit further. And then going back to 2023, right before the All-Star break against the Cubs, Domingo Herman, 88 pitches, had it going. Oh, let's go to the bullpen. I forget who blew it. Maybe it was Ian Hamilton or somebody else who blew it then. But I'm like, this stuff blows up in the Yankees' face and in the fans' face. And it's like, we need more human element. We need more feel. We need to, like, push these guys. And that's how I ended up ranting last night. Shout out to my guy Avery from Manhattan. I see Avery and his uncle at Yankee Stadium all the time. Avery listens to my show, came out to Fanatics Fest. Love that kid. Great young kid. But he called last night and he brought up the Rodon thing again, and I kind of lost it because it made me go somewhere that I've been thinking for a little while. Don't tell me that it's hot, man. Don't tell me that you're huffing and puffing. And I got mad because they lost the series to the Reds. I got mad because they had lost 5 games in a row to the Reds leading back to last year, where I'm like, you're the New York Yankees. You're supposed to be the defending American League champs. You're supposed to be the favorites to get back to the World Series. You have 4 MVPs on this team. You have the best player in the game. You have the American League starter in this upcoming All-Star game, most likely, on this team. Like, you're supposed to be better than this. You're supposed to have more pride. You're supposed to have more desire to win. And so when I see Carlos Rodon pulled at 88 pitches, and him and Boone postgame say, yeah, he was gassed. He was huffing and puffing. I'm sorry if I have an opinion on that. That said, I need more. I need to see you go into the seventh inning. Sit down between innings. Catch your breath. Sit down and have some water. Breathe deep. And come on. I need a compete level. We're losing games. We're struggling. And the one thing we've been able to hang our hat on through this stretch is the starting pitching. The starting pitching's been good. So I look at Rodon. It's like, come on, bro. You get paid the big bucks. We need you. And then that night I find out that Loaisiga had been sick the day before. And Loaisiga hasn't been his best version of himself this season. But to be in a rush to take your starter out, it gave me this sense of feeling that you were like, all right, you're good. Clock out. We got this game. We're up 3-0. Bullpen will handle the rest. And that laissez-faire attitude, that entitled attitude, that just sense of like, we're the New York Yankees. We're at Great American Ballpark. We've got fans in Ohio chanting, let's go, Yankees. It's starting to wear on me because it's not valid. And I heard Jazz the other night talk about how they were listening to Derek Jeter's commencement speech. I think Jeter spoke at Michigan. I started watching the first couple minutes. I didn't finish it. But like, okay, if you guys are doing that, and Jeter just spoke at Fanatics Fest with Pettit, with Mariano, with Posada, with Alex Rodriguez, with CeCe. They talked about not that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, and the standard and the expectation and the clubhouse and the day-to-day, and it just seems so different than where we are now with these participation trophy-ass Yankees.
I wish someone would explain it to me.
Like, that's just how I feel. I feel like they go city to city. They have fanfare that's off the backs of the bam, 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 the 27-time champions. They haven't won anything. The only one in there with a ring is Max Fried that he won in Atlanta. Like, who's the actual general? Judge is the captain because Judge is the best player in the game. But Judge isn't a yeller, a screamer, a rah-rah guy.
He dropped the ball.
Stanton is a guy who everybody respects because of his career and the home runs and what he does in the postseason, but Stanton is a guy that's going to go up there and strike out 3 times in a game that wasn't available, but Stanton tells him, hey, we don't get swept at home. I better not see you walking around with those American League pennant rings. Oh, those go to the first loser. You guys are the first loser. The Dodgers embarrassed us. The Dodgers came here and celebrated on that field, and then they mocked you. And what did you do after they got on podcasts and interviews and talked about the scouting and said all of these things about you? When you went to Chavez Ravine for the first time and had an opportunity to get back at them, you blew a lead again. And then the next game, they blew you out so fast, it was embarrassing. Turn the TV off, game end, series. So where's the pride? Where's the passion in the pinstripes? Thank God we have Max Fried, like the stopper after a loss that we can count on. But even in the game yesterday, 4 for 22 with runners in scoring position, still left a bunch of guys on base. Go back to the game the other day. Jazz is yelling and screaming at the umpire. He lets a bad call in that at bat take his whole at bat from him, and then it takes him out of the game. We need you in the game. We need your defense at third, which has been a little shaky, my boy. We need your bat. You've been hitting very well. We need your bat at the end of the game. DJ ends up having an at bat. JC Ascara has to go out there to third base. Think about the team. Think about the team. So I come to you tonight. I'm not going to be negative Keithy. I'm not going to yell. If you hear my tone, I'm somewhat concerned, but I also know this is June 26th. A month ago was Memorial Day weekend. And baseball fans, that's the first checkpoint of the season. Hey, Memorial Day weekend, how do you feel about your team? And we were feeling pretty good. But you know what? Some of the same things that have plagued us year after year after year in this Aaron Boone era, they've started to come back. And I hate to say it. I think Boone is a good manager for these guys because he takes up for them and they respect him. But something's got to change if we want to actually break through and win. You can't be cool dad. You can't be everybody's friend. These guys are running into outs on the base paths. These guys are swinging for the fences when all we need is a bunt laid down or a sack fly. It's time. It's time to get serious, man. It's time to literally look each other in the eye and say, we have enough talent on this team to get back to the World Series and win it. We're going on 16 years. When does it end? When does it change? I feel like the culture that they have fostered around these Yankees is soft. Yeah, 88 pitches come out of the game. Yeah, Jazz, keep going. Keep yelling and screaming. You're already thrown out of the game. We're going to lose this game in extras because that's just what we do anyway. Like, when is that a thing? And I know Manfred's man on second is one of the dumbest things ever to happen to baseball. Because they won't have it in the postseason. But it's still embarrassing that the Yankees don't have a strategy to win those games. They're guaranteed to lose those games on the road every freaking time. So my concern is mostly with, I think that they're good enough to win and get back to the World Series. And who knows who comes out of the National League. Maybe it's the Mets. And I said the other night, I hope it's the Mets. Because no matter what, win or lose, we're guaranteed a parade. I'm looking at the parade at the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm like, weak as hell. We need a parade in New York. And the Jets and Giants aren't bringing one anytime soon. The Rangers aren't bringing one anytime soon. The Islanders aren't either. I hope they, they got the number one pick. They're not going to mess up that pick. I hope they get right. And the Knicks, they've got a ton of pressure on them. We'll talk about the Knicks coaching search. We'll talk about the Brooklyn Nets draft that happened last night. But, you know, Mets mania is over for now. The game is on. I want to talk to Yankee fans about the little things in between with this team and how you actually feel, because just being good enough is not good enough for the New York Yankees. Selling out Yankee Stadium isn't good enough for the New York Yankees. They're built on championships. They're built on winning. And they just got embarrassed by the Boston Red Sox back-to-back weekends, Hunter Dobbins making up stories about the Yankees organization, the Red Sox coming out there in yellow jerseys, green jerseys, hitting the ball, doing whatever they want against them. They lose to the Angels, a barely 500 team. Ron Washington laughing at them. And then the Orioles, they drop that first game too, and then they go down to they go out west to Great American Ballpark, and they lose that series. And they better get right this weekend against the Oakland A's, because this next month of July is unforgiving. Look at the schedule. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the New York Yankees. Nobody fears them. And I feel like they don't fear losing. They don't fear the manager. They don't fear being this era of Yankees that don't win a World Series. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got a lot of time tonight. We got the full five-hour vehicle, KM to AM. You've got me till midnight. We'll start with the Yankees. We'll ride along with the Mets. Francisco Lindor flies out for the first out of the game. We'll talk a little bit about this stretch with the Mets as well. But, you know, in this off day, this mental health day, I would like to hear from you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too much of a Yankee fan. I'm spiraling too early. I'm making more out of this streak than nothing, and this too shall pass. But these are daily and nightly radio shows. This is what we're supposed to do. We got Rami producing. Call him up. He'll screen your calls. We'll play some beats. We'll talk through everything. We'll laugh a bit. We'll talk, you know, more than just Yankees, but we'll start there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. There's my 20-minute open. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your boy KM on the fan, you heard? New York City was good. You got me till midnight. We're going to talk about the Yankees. We're going to watch the Mets. We'll get into the Knicks. Chris in my chat is like, why aren't the Knicks calling Mike Malone? I'm like, they don't rock with him, bro. They had plenty of time to talk to Mike Malone. We'll talk about who the Knicks have talked to and where we are now, because today is round two of the draft, and a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, they could have a coach by the end of the finals. Oh, they'll wait till after the draft. I think they should continue to wait. But let's not wait to talk to these Yankee fans any longer. Ted is in Edgewater first up on the fan. What's up, Ted?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Good.
You know, basically, you did a tremendous job on that monologue. I've been a Yankee fan. I'm 71, going back to mine. Of course, I was able to enjoy it. And, you know, I don't believe it, actually, now. All right? I have a few comments, and I want you to respond to some of them. And you said a couple of things, but these things are concerning me, all right? And we know it. We've got people playing, such as Stanton, LeMahieu, because of contracts, period. And we have Volpe playing, really, because of the contract being so low. All right. He was handed an opportunity. And to be honest, he's not really taking it. He's not progressing. That's the second comment. Third comment is Judge. I've never seen a better major league player in my life. I've seen a lot of good players. He is two different people. One when we're behind and one when we're ahead. I've never seen anything really like it. And that goes not just for the playoffs. That's always. And that cost us tremendously a lot of times in situations. Stanton, of course, you know, for the most part, is almost guaranteed to put you out. And we're losing. And because of that, we're losing time for Ben Rice, which he should be playing every day. All right. So that's number three. The other thing is the out of position. Because of the contracts and the nepotism loyalty issue, we haven't gotten people out of position. Jazz is taking third. He's not able to play third. He has a throwing error every game. and he should be playing second, but he can't because we have LeMay, and we didn't want to spend the money to pick up a real third baseman. Okay, so they're out of position in many places. The fifth thing, which is again a big comment, goes to Dominguez. I think that he's actually going to be a tremendous player, and he just needs reps. And I think that I expected a little more power, but I will say that I'm very impressed with his progression, which I'm not with Volpe.
Thanks for the call, Ted. Sorry, I just was literally writing all that down so that I could respond. Okay, let's go back. Stanton and his massive contract. Think about when we got Stanton. It was redundant. You already had Aaron Judge, a massive home run hitting, muscle bound right fielder who came up and burst on the scene as rookie of the year. You got to game 7 of the ALCS and you wanted to make an evil empire move, or did you? I felt like that move was, hey, let's make this trade and bring in the National League MVP, and the Marlins will take some of that contract, and then we don't have to, down the road here, I think 2019, bid for Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. You guys remember, right? We don't have to worry about, we'll be out on those guys because we'll bring in Stanton. He's a right fielder, right? Remember, they had no room for Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper wanted to be a Yankee from the time that he knew what baseball and what the Yankees were. They didn't check on him. Anyway, so fast forward. This is now year 8 of Giancarlo Stanton. He missed most of the year so far. He just got back in June. And this is a reoccurring theme. And that's why I keep saying these reoccurring themes with the Yankees keep popping up. It takes him a while to get going. Now, he's had some hits, but he's had more strikeouts than impactful hits. But he's going to play because he's owed $30 million. He's been here for 8 years. And, you know, every Yankee fan will tell you, oh, we just need him in October. Well, it's a long way to October. DJ LeMahieu is not the version of himself that the Yankees got in 2019, in 2020, but they had to pay him. When they first got him, he was on a 2-year, $24 million deal. This is a 6-year, $90 million deal. He's still got this year and next year. They're going to get a return on investment out of him. He's good sometimes, but most of the time, he's old, man. He can't play third. He can barely play second. The machine is, he's like the Tin Man over there. And like, he's not the version of, he's called the machine because he was automatic with runners in scoring position. He is not that anymore, but they will continue to play him because he's in year 7 over here, 6 over here, whatever it is. He's got relationships with the guys in the clubhouse. They love him, and they are paying him, and they will not cut bait with that contract. They will not cut bait with Stanton's contract. That is part of the construction, the roster construction, and Brian Cashman's philosophy and Hal Steinbrenner's philosophy. They do have a high payroll, but the money is tied up in a few players. Now, when you mentioned Volpe, Volpe's making $879,000. That's not a lot. The other day I was on the fan talking about how Juan Soto makes what he makes in a series. In these 4 games that Juan Soto will play against the Braves, he makes what Volpe makes in a year. But Volpe is a kid who turned 24. It's his third season, though, so nobody is looking at him as a kid anymore. They're saying, hey, where is it? We want to see it. And it's so compounded around Volpe because he was a top-ranked prospect. The Yankees don't do the rankings. He was a top-ranked prospect. And he came up with the likes of Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll and C.J. Abrams and these other shortstops that have emerged and have become. And he hasn't necessarily done that. He's been a little shaky. He's inconsistent. And the Yankees passed on making trades for guys like Luis Castillo and others. And the thought has been, well, when Volpe was coming up, they didn't want to trade Volpe. They also passed on going out to sign a Carlos Correa or a Corey Seager, which I'm fine. Go look at those guys. They're hurt. They're not that productive. That'd be another Stanton DJ-like contract that probably would have stopped us from signing a Max Fried or a Rodon or some of these other guys. I'm not so worried about the money Volpe makes because the money that Volpe makes, like, he gives us production. I think he's up there in doubles for shortstops. He's up there in RBI on the team, and he's in a bad one right now, but we've got some good moments. Judge not being clutch is Judge not being clutch. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. He gets opportunities to to win the game or break the game open, and it's not there. And he's in a bad stretch, too. Told you he wasn't going to bat 400. We all knew. But, like, just in this last stretch, this 16 games in a row, he sank. And it worries you, right? Because when he comes up with the bases loaded, when he comes up with guys on and two outs and doesn't have it, it's like, man, we need you to come through in that moment. And it reminds us too much of what we've seen in October. Are we headed for that again? I don't know what to tell you. I've liked to believe that Judge is a father now. Judge failed in the World Series. You heard Rami play the drop. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped the pop-up. Everybody in the world has sent me that gif and told me about that. And
he dropped the ball.
He dropped the ball. And I hope that that failure, and then also the life-changing experience of bringing a child into this world and raising one, just kind of makes this postseason a little bit lighter and the pressure lighter. But Judge is one of the best players we'll ever see. And what I'm really concerned about is Judge never being clutch and them never putting the actual talent around them, never stepping it up, never forcing this mentality of win at all costs, where, you know, you're going to see this guy retire as a Yankee and we're going to be talking about him and Don Mattingly is like beloved Yankees that never won. Ben Rice should be playing more. Okay, but not really. Ben Rice is a young guy. This is his second year. And we did not know Ben Rice was going to be the version of Ben Rice that we're seeing hitting these home runs. I think I saw that Ben Rice, and I knew he was up there in All-Star voting, but I think he might be either in the lead. We'll get to the All-Star voting as well for Major League Baseball All-Star game going on in Atlanta in a couple weeks.
Yeah, but Judge is a starter. Rice and Goldschmidt are what they're calling finalists.
Yeah.
Like a phase two.
I think he's second in voting for DH in the
That's
American League.
Well.
Ben Rice, great for him. Great. He made the All-Star game roster as a DH. He's finalist, and like, there's a chance that he goes, which would be great.
The difference, by the way, quickly but with Mattingly is, though, Mattingly was never in the opportunity.
Huge difference. And thank you for saying that. And nobody get it confused if I'm trying to lump them in. And I always say this, Donnie Baseball, I was too young. I wish I could have seen him step into that batter's box. I didn't. But what I'm talking about is his name always gets brought up. His name is his jersey is retired. He is beloved. And he doesn't have a ring.
Because he wasn't in that opportunity, Judge has gotten opportunities to win and hasn't come through. There's a big difference.
I've said a bunch of times, maybe if Judge was regular season Judge in October, maybe he'd have a ring
easily
already. Now back to the last two things that Ted said. Oh, and with Ben Rice, shout out to Ben Rice for taking on the responsibility of being a DH and not struggling. You know, Stanton struggled in that regard. Devers struggled in that regard. It's not hard, or it's not easy to do. It's hard, especially for a young guy to just be like, all right, I'm hitting. But now Stanton is here, and he can't be the everyday first baseman because you signed Goldschmidt, which was a good signing. Goldschmidt has come down to earth a little bit. It is what it is. These things are fluid, but I actually don't mind them because the Yankees, for the first time in a long time, have a bench. They actually have guys that they can pinch hit. They can play that chess game late in the game with who comes out of the bullpen, and they have some actual threats coming off the bench. Not Jose Trevino, not Mike Ford, you know what I'm saying? So the Yankees love to play guys out of position, Ted. It's what they do. I put it under Yankee arrogance. It's what they do. Yeah, let's go get Rougned Odor. He can play third base. Tyler Wade can play everywhere. IKF can play everywhere. Oswaldo Cabrera can play everywhere until ball will find you and mistakes get made. Jazz, and I said this, and we're starting to see it because there were a couple balls that Jazz backed up on, let play him. And I said with Jazz, if this was the plan to have Jazz move back to third, then he should have been repping it all offseason. He should have been doing it in spring training. We had him at second. And with Oswaldo Cabrera going down and then Peraza still being not even mid, you're in a situation where, okay, if you're getting any production out of DJ LeMahieu, whose position is second base, then yeah, you put him at second base and you put Jazz there because Jazz is more athletic and young. But there is a video that I referenced the other day on MLB with iShow Speed. This was Friday at Fanatics Fest. I saw Jazz there. I was at MLB when he came out. And backstage, Jazz says, oh, I should challenge Speed to a race. I'm going to challenge him when I get healthy. As of last Friday, Jazz himself was on camera saying that he's not healthy. He had the groin, he had the neck, soft tissue injury, and the oblique. So I guess Jazz is feeling a little beat up right now, but he's expected to play the hot corner. And last, but certainly not least, embrace the Martian Jason Dominguez, the phenom, the guy with the nickname before he does anything, all of the hype from the time he's 17 to now, what, 21, 22? You see the speed. You see the raw talent, athleticism, the switch hitting.
Four hits last night, stealing two bases last night. That young man should be playing every day. He's up there in the top rankings for AL Rookie of the Year, and he doesn't play every day. But why? Because Trent Grisham has emerged. Who had that on their bingo card? Trent Grisham couldn't get off the bench last year when you were running Alex Verdugo out there every day over and over and over again. Michael is in New Fairfield on the Fan. Go for it, Mike.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Sorry for yelling. I said I wasn't going to yell, but, you know, it happens.
I know. It's cool, man. I mean, I just want to say that your quote about Aaron Boone with, you know, he's too much of the Yankees' friend, the player's friend, and I am 1,000%. I've been saying that since last season, and I just, I mean, this may sound like an extreme, but I mean, why can't he be like a bit like Herb Brooks from the 1980 Olympic hockey team? Like, he's just the whole thing, like, I'll be your coach or manager or whatever, but I won't be your friend. It may be a bit extreme, especially in today's climate, but I think it's what the Yankees need at times, you know? I mean, yeah, we won last night, but we should have won Wednesday's game and
should have won the series. Yeah. Should have won Wednesday's game with Rodon on the mound, and then, of course, you expect to win with Fried on the mound. And then I even questioned some of the decisions, like, why can't Devin Williams go back out there after 9 pitches? Oh, because you got to coddle him now, right? You repaired, you know, his self-esteem and how he feels, so you don't want to put him out there with a runner on second. Manfred's man on second plagues us again in the 10th inning. Can't put Devin Williams out there and have him potentially lose the game. Throw Mark Leiter Jr. after he throws 27 pitches the night before. We'll fall on our sword that is Mark Leiter Jr. It doesn't make sense. Thanks for the call, Michael. What I'll say about Aaron Boone is I think it's too hard to play both sides of the coin. I think it's too hard to be the player's manager that when guys have terrible at-bats, go to the postgame and say, yeah, no, actually, there's some borderline calls, and I think there were some good swings in there, but, you know, we just got to keep at it. Like I get taken up for your players, even when they're running into outs and making errors and stuff. I get taken up for your players in the media. You don't want to do that. I think that's a huge reason why Aaron Boone is here. He came from the media, no? What?
I know nothing.
Don't do that. What Major League Baseball team did Aaron Boone manage? What minor league baseball team did Aaron Boone manage? What college, high school, little league team did Aaron Boone manage before managing the New York Yankees? He was on ESPN's baseball broadcast, Sunday Night Baseball. He is an American icon as far as baseball and baseball families go and the amount of baseball knowledge he has. But I think he is in just such a predicament. He's got the extension. He's expected to win, but he's expected to wear so many hats, and I think it's hard to do. And we like to believe that behind closed doors, Aaron Boone is wearing these guys out, laying into them, but I just don't believe that.
We stink right now.
I don't think you can wear both hats. So here's an example that I use all the time. And if you've listened to me over these last 4 years that I've been on WFAN, it always comes up. I worked in one restaurant. But I always say restaurants mimic the manager. If you go to a restaurant and the service is slow, who is running things from the top? If you go to the restaurant and the food isn't coming out hot and little things are janky or messed up about the restaurant, somebody is allowing that. And the same thing happens with baseball teams. The manager can be either feared or respected, right? And I think they respect Aaron Boone, but I don't think they fear him. And fear sometimes can be a great motivator. And I think they need a little bit of fear. They need to have some fear that they're going to get benched. They need to have some fear that they are going to get ripped in the media. They need to have some fear that they're going to get torn up after the game. If they, you know, if Jazz is carrying on the way he's carrying on, if Ben Rice is running into outs or if Dominguez is running into outs, doesn't know the count. There has to be some fear. There can't just be this laissez-faire, la, 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 go out and do anything type of attitude. And where I think we're at is just like, this has gone on for so long, since 2018 to now. It's one thing to be the cool manager that played for the Yankees that the guys like and relate to and all that. But like, we need an authority figure. We need somebody to tighten their asses up. We need somebody to come down with an iron fist and say, hey, we're not supposed to be losing to the Reds. We're not supposed to be losing back-to-back series against the Boston Red Sox, who we had the opportunity to kill. But every time Alex Cora sees those pinstripes or road grays, he outmanages Aaron Boone. He gets the best of us. And those guys can call up young players. They can trade Rafael Devers. They can do whatever and sweep the Yankees, beat the Yankees. And the Yankees just act like that's okay. They just tuck their tails in. This is fine. It's baseball. It'll pass. We go through these things. Oh, no, no, no. We're not worried. We're not worried at all. Let's go to Lindenhurst. Yeah. Hi, Camille. You're on the Fan. How you doing?
Hi. I'm so excited to talk to you. And thank you for taking my call. I agree with everything the past few people have said. And my thing is when my husband and I watch the games, we often talk about why doesn't Boone switch out the players? I know Volpe's having a tough time right now. Give the guy a night off. Give the guys a night off. Switch around the players. And I agree with you. You have to have an iron fist. They have to have a little fear because nobody's coming down on them, and it's not going to make them want to do more. So that's all I have to say. But I think he really needs to switch up the players and give them a night off. Get them, let them have their mental, like a mental rest, and then come back, and hopefully they'll be refreshed.
Thanks for the call, Camille. They gave Anthony Volpe that Sunday morning Roku game at 11:35. They gave him that day off, and I was fine with that. Why? Because they won. He wasn't missed. They won the game. But who is supposed to play when Volpe sits? Oswald Peraza, who going into this season, word on the street was that he would either be traded or cut in spring training. There was no place for him. And now here we are, all these games into the season, and like he's still on the team, and there was even a report last week that the Yankees, being the Yankees, Yankee arrogance, oh, they're going to have him start catching fly balls. He's going to learn how to play the outfield, I guess with the departure of Pablo Reyes, who is the fifth outfielder. No, he didn't, you know, he's not an outfielder, man. His whole MO was that he could pick it. Peraza could pick it. He's a good glove, so much so that when IKF had the yips, you started him in the 2022 ALCS championship. Well, you can't be American League championship series championship, but you know what I mean. You know, speaking of that, I was talking last night about how they're having preliminary conversations about the Tampa Bay Rays hosting the American League championship and going to the World Series. Why are they doing that in June? Because they're looking at them like they're going to walk down the Yankees, and head-to-head, they're going to beat the Yankees. And the Yankees are renting their spring training facility to these guys. And MLB and the Rays are having talks about, yeah, so what do we do when we go to host the pennant and when we go on a World Series? Because it's not going to be the Yankees. We're going to beat the Yankees. So what do we do in that event? Because we don't have a ballpark. They're going to let us use Yankee Stadium? Let's go to Anthony and Syosset next. What's up, Anthony?
You know, I never even thought about that. That's fascinating. If the Rays actually make it into a seven game series, what they're going to do? That's crazy. Keith, before I agree with you about Boone, I just want to make a point. I always want to thank you for it, and I'm going to thank you every time I see you for getting the Yankees to stop playing New York after losses. I've been to a few losses this year, and I do have a small smirk. I don't like it when they lose, but I do have a small smirk when I leave the stadium. And I hear either, you know, That's Life or the Alicia Keys song as opposed to New York, New York.
It is
song.
Better. It is a little bit better. You can, as much as we hate losing, at least you're not getting mocked by other fans singing our win song.
Thank you. Now, again, one last point before Boone, only because you brought up Mattingly. And I'm a little older than you. Mattingly was my guy. A lot of us often say, imagine if there was a wild card or six teams make the playoffs, what Mattingly could have done. Now, granted, those were terrible Yankee bullpens and average starting staffs. But the reason we say that, Keith, and I was in the building when he hit the home run. I know Francesa's famous line is the loudest he heard the old Yankee Stadium was the Girard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pretty triple off Maddux in game six. Well, I wasn't in the building for that, but I was in the building when Mattingly hit the home run to the bleachers. I wasn't sitting in the bleachers, but that play shook. And grown men were crying because of what Don Mattingly meant to the Yankees and to those teams in the 80s. So I know Judge has had the opportunities, and he's, you know, I'm not going to say he's never come through, right? But that's the difference, I think, when the guys in my generation compare him to Mattingly. And obviously we hope that at the end of the career we're not having, you know, another comparison in terms of rings with those two. But the thing with Boone, Keith, and I've been saying this forever, and to me, you know, the examples I can bring up, Severino not knowing what time game three started against the Red Sox in 18. Getting swept against the Astros in that ALCS you were talking about earlier. The fifth inning against the Dodgers last year. Accountability matters, and it matters from the top. And all you need to do is listen to a post-game press conference when this team loses. You need to look at a guy like Gleyber Torres once he gets out of town and the production that he's put up for the Tigers.
Yep.
Boone holds none of them accountable. And the bottom line is, when you are a manager – and you're supposed to be a leader of men, that rubs off on the players, Keith. This isn't rocket science, my friend. And this did not just start. This has been Boone. You know, I'll give Boone maybe two teams, last year's team and the 2019 team, as teams that when they fall behind, I still think can come back, okay? The 2017 Yankees with Girardi, I was in the stadium the one-game playoff when the Twins went. I knew the Yankees were going to come back and win that game. You think if this Yankee team falls behind, Keith, the way that they're managed, do you give them a shot? It's almost like they fall behind right now and they've already started punting the game.
Yep.
And that's because that's the manager's mentality, and that rubs off on the rest of the players. And, yes or no?
And, Anthony, I feel like they don't have help in the dugout. I was talking about that the other night. Everybody goes up and they're swinging for the fences. Everybody's swinging out of their shoes trying to hit a three-run bomb when it's like, that's not what we need right now. The other night where it was Stanton, Jazz, Volpe, and they made the last three outs after Belly got on and Judge walked. I'm like, come on. Is nobody saying, hey, guys, right now, just put the ball in play. Jazz, you have speed. Volpe, you have speed. Just put the ball in play. Put pressure on the defense. Thanks for the call. thanks to the Yankees. Stop playing Frank when we lose. That campaign was successful. And, like, I'd much rather. We lost to the Orioles on Friday, another game that we should have won with Sugano giving us the game. And I was in there, and they played New York, Concrete Jungle, the Alicia Keys version. I'm like, this is much better than Frank Sinatra. But anyway, back to what you said about Mattingly, and all respect to Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly is one of the only Yankees that I ever got to meet and that I actually was starstruck. Like, I'm like, it's him. What do I say? What do I do? Hey, Mr. Manning. But it just made something pop into my head, and I just wrote it in my notes. Remember hearing the story about Jeter coming up and Don Mattingly telling Jeter in spring training, hey, we don't walk around here. Run. Jog to the next spot you're going to or wherever you're doing your drill or wherever you're going. Why? Because George is watching. Two legends. Two beloved Yankees afraid to walk around spring training. Why? Because they have fear in their hearts. They were good. Like, they were safe. They weren't going anywhere. The team needed them, right? Maybe not a young Jeter coming up, but still, Don Mattingly teaching a young Jeter, hey, there's a standard. There's a code around here. There's a way that we do things around here, or you'll be held accountable. 888-808-1019. You also mentioned Gleyber Torres. Now, Gleyber Torres got an example made out of him a couple times last year, but I felt like it was done incorrectly, right? Gleyber Torres, space cadet. Gleyber Torres, botch a tailor-made ground ball, run into outs, not know how many outs there are, casual fielding, whatever. One of the best hitters through the stretch at the end of the year last year. They were never going to pay him. They were never going to bring him back. As we're speaking about the All-Star game, that'll be your starting second baseman in the All-Star game. Bearded Gleyber has come into his own with the Detroit Tigers, and good for him. A.J. Hinch is a good manager, a World Series winning manager, and whatever they're doing over there with Gleyber, it's working. But last year with Gleyber, it was like, you know, Gleyber hot-dogged because he thought that he hit one out, and he styled, and he pimped it. And they yanked him, you know, they yanked him out of the game and tried to make an example out of him, and it didn't really do much. But I'm like, okay, now you want to do that? It's too late for that. This is Gleyber's last year. You let it go on with Gleyber in 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. Like, what are we doing? And then an update here from the Mets game as we ride along. If you're in the car and you're listening to me and not the Mets game, Nick Allen grounded out, but the ball hit off of Griffin Canning's. It didn't hit him. What happened?
He just took a step. It looked bad. I thought the
ball hit him because the way he was looking, like, he looked like he third. Died.
He just took a step back on the mound. Looked like his Achilles snap. That, like, I don't want to say because
I wouldn't say it's Achilles.
I'll tag
the ball
you
on didn't
this.
Hit him. He grounded out. I see now. He grounded out and he like limped off. That's why I thought the ball
hit
him.
Look at him take a step back as he's walking. Towards
yeah,
the edge
he
of the
just
mound.
Took a weird step off the mound after he threw. His left foot went back like Tyrese Halliburton, could be a Achilles. So Griffin Canning, injury delay, Griffin Canning exits the game going 2 2/3 innings, giving up one hit, striking out three. Not great. Now the Mets have to go to the bullpen in this deciding game of this series. We'll keep you updated on that. It's 0-0, and Atlanta has, you know, one hit in the game, but Griffin Canning was holding it down. He was looking all right. I mean, we'll get back to that. But losing my train of thought here with the Yankees. You know, with the Yankees right now,
they like to blame Gleyber because it was easy. And now that he's gone and they're still making the same mistakes. And they told you, by the way, oh, the only reason we're not bringing back Gleyber is because Jazz needs to move back to his natural position. Well, now Jazz is playing third. You still don't have Gleyber. Also, it was easy to get rid of Gleyber because you blamed everything on him.
Yeah,
and so
scapegoat.
Fans were like, oh, he's the scapegoat. So fans actually blamed him. Now that he's having success elsewhere and the Yankees are still making the same mistakes, they're still, quote,
that's
running the bases
around,
like drunks.
These are different players. Yeah. Bellinger wasn't on this team last year. Goldschmidt wasn't on this team last year. Dominguez wasn't playing last year. Ben Rice came on at the second half of the season. You know, Devin Williams wasn't on this team. There's, you know, so many guys that weren't on the Yankees. The same things keep happening. Why? With different players every year.
Gleyber's not here. Gary's not here. All the guys you blamed in the past, Aaron Hicks, they're not
Clint
here.
Frazier, Clint Frazier, Josh Donaldson.
Exactly. And the same things are happening.
They're allowed to be asleep at the wheel.
And the guy who was supposed to be, he's playing at his natural position, already moved to third. So
they love to play guys out of position. And they just say, this is fine. This will work. They prioritize schedule rest. They prioritize veterans in the back of the baseball card and contracts.
It's great that they go get IKF to be the stopgap guy before Volpe, because Volpe's going to be so good. We don't want a long-term investment. We need a stopgap guy at short. And now they're going to go trade again for IKF because
they
have at short isn't good enough.
Somebody
Wouldn't
asked
that
me
be
that
ironic?
Today. No, hell no. I think, obviously, fans are cooking that up because people are saying, oh, look at IKF. He could be the answer. If they give up anything to bring IKF back for a second tour of IKF, I think that'd be foolish.
Well, who else are they going to get? Why would Arizona make a trade when they're still in it?
Eugenio Suárez is who you're
But why would they? That's going to cost a ton.
I don't think they're going to trade
him. The only teams that are going to be trading are Colorado and Pittsburgh. Those are the worst teams in the league.
And that's another thing. Don't expect anything at the deadline.
Exactly.
They're already telling you Luis Gil is going to be like a deadline ad, and they're going to say we're good to go with Rodon and Clark and Fried are three of the best pitchers in baseball.
Frost will be ready by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, throw them all in.
Yeah, we're just, mental health day. It's good to kind of get all of this out. We love the Yankees. We love the team. We want them to go to the World Series, and they very much could still go and win the World Series. But on an off day like this where you don't have to be frustrated watching them run into outs, watching them leave runners on base, watching them take guys out of the game for the bullpen to blow it, watch other teams beat them that don't fear them at all, and, you can listen to the fan, and we'll talk through all the little issues and things of how did we get here. Reoccurring themes. It's not new. These are some of the same things that have gone on for years with these Yankees. You can call them the Boone Yankees. I'm starting to call them the Participation Trophy Yankees. They haven't won a damn thing. But they walk around and they play and they act like they're the dynasty, like they're the core four, like they're the 70s Yankees. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like these guys haven't won anything. They need to start acting like, yo, this is serious. We need to have some urgency, some intensity. We can win this year if we lock in and take this serious. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019, 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.